I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The European Union summit on how to save the euro was a success, sort of. The successful part was an accord reached by all 17 EU countries that use the euro as their currency. The accord would impose penalties on countries that break the rules on budget deficits. A number of other EU nations also signed on to the deal, some pending the approval of lawmakers back home. The lone naysayer was Britain, and that dashed any hope of reaching a unanimous deal. The World's Clark Boyd reports from Brussels.
This summit was billed as the Eurozone's last chance to save the euro and stave off impending economic doom. French President Nicolas Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel said they wanted tough new budget guidelines for the Eurozone countries, and they wanted the power to punish any country that couldn't keep its economic house in order. Given the scale of the problem and the scope of the solution, Sarkozy and Merkel pushed for an EU-wide agreement, one approved by all 27 members of the EU, even the 10 that don't currently use the euro. But Britain's Prime Minister, David Cameron, said no. Here's how he put it this morning.
We're not in the euro, and I'm glad we're not in the euro. We want the eurozone countries to come together and to solve their problems. But we should only allow that to happen if there are proper protections for the single market and for other key British interests. Without those safeguards, it is better to have those countries make their arrangements separately.
And so that's exactly what France, Germany, and the rest of the Eurozone say they'll do. They don't have much choice. In the European Union, treaty changes have to be approved by all member states. So they'll forge ahead without Britain, said French President Nicolas Sarkozy.
Et nos amis britanniques, il ne s'agit pas de leur reprocher, qui disent non seulement on ne veut pas être dans l'euro, mais on est ravis de ne pas y être.
Our British friends, and this is not a criticism, Sarkozy insisted, say they're glad they're not in the euro. We who defend the euro, Sarkozy said, are not going to apologize for doing everything we're doing to save our currency. German Chancellor Angela Merkel also praised the agreement.
Ich bin sehr zufrieden mit dem Ergebnis, denn gestern hieß es keine faulen Kompromisse.
I'm very happy with the result, Merkel said, because we managed not to make a useless compromise for the euro. Everyone in the world will see that we've learned from the mistakes in the past, she said. The plan now is to adopt an intergovernmental treaty that would ensure tougher budget guidelines and the power to enforce them. That kind of treaty wouldn't require every member of the EU to sign on. Herman Van Rompuy is president of the European Council.
An intergovernmental treaty can be approved and ratified much more rapidly than a full-fledged treaty change. And I think speed is also very important in order to enhance credibility.
Speedy. That's not a word many would use to describe the Eurozone's actions to stem the financial crisis up to this point. And while tighter, more centralized budget controls were on many long-term wish lists, some say that today's agreement doesn't tackle the urgent issues, that Greece is all but bankrupt, and that Italy and Spain may soon follow and drag the rest of the Eurozone down with them. David Rennie is political editor at The Economist.
One of the frightening things is this lack of realization for too long that the markets are basically already losing faith in the euro and losing faith in the single currency, and that kind of market panic can only be stopped now with massive intervention, and they are still unfortunately dragging their feet.
In today's agreement, the Eurozone countries said they'll speed up the creation of a stability or bailout fund for troubled countries. They also said they would look at boosting the amount of money in that fund. Some experts say it will take something on the order of $5 trillion to calm the markets. The Eurozone Pact also calls for providing more money to the International Monetary Fund to be used to help ailing economies. What many were hoping for, though, was some indication that the European Central Bank would be allowed to step in and buy up government debt from countries in trouble. But Germany remains firmly against that. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Brussels.